Blog Talk Radio.
In the valley, on the mountain, I beheld only God. In hardship, I saw him by my side. In ease and well-being, I beheld only God. Like a candle, I melted in his flame. Amid the sparks of the flame, I beheld only God. So, Muslim quote from Rabia the Mystic. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. This is Mara, and Brian is with me.
Hello, Mara. Brian? How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. Very, cool. Very well. And do you want to lead us in your opening?
Sure. Here. Only to be truly helpful. We are here to represent him who sent us. We do not have to worry about what to say or what to do. That he sent us or direct us. We are content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with us. We will heal as we let him.
The music we are listening to is Be Still Thy Soul by Anil. This is a piece that was one of the three pieces the people were encouraged to play during firing of the grid, which would have been, it will be 2 years this July. I can't believe we're saying coming July. Or would have been 1 year this past July when several thousands, if not hopefully millions of people sat down what they were doing at the precise time all the way around the planet and together sent loving healing bodies to unite our planet in love and recognize our commonness, our connection one to the other. This morning, Brian and I are going to talk about a lot of stuff, but one of the things my guide suggested I offered to do today is you need to know when Brian read his piece about not being afraid, what needs to be said will be said. Generally, I'm not afraid, but I am offering to do individualized readings. So if there is something that's heavy on your heart and you're opening to my helping you through the moment or giving you a reading, please call 646-595-3584. So, Brian, I want you to tell everyone what happened in your week. I'm in Santa Fe, and I'm in celebration of being in Santa Fe. I have to tell you that when I land here, my soul is still. It truly is still. But Brian's had an exciting opportunity. Now, historically, I want to remind you all that Brian has a show that's called Radiate Love Without Expectation. Nara Narayana is his username on that. But if you'll recall, a couple of weeks ago, Brian just told us briefly his story, and it somewhat, let's say it wasn't, the beginning was not A Course in Miracles just about a year ago, but it was real close. About a year ago when he met some people and he went, he felt drawn to go to Texas, and he participated in a spiritual awakening ceremony with a group of heightened sixth sensors there. And from that, he was led to the Course in Miracles, led to the radio program. And now, Brian, let's talk about this past week, because I believe you really are not only a bright young light on the horizon, but also you have you're really showing the determination to follow that light. So tell us what happened this past week.
Well, first, thank you for that, for saying that. That means a lot to me to hear that. I talked about last week how I had a situation with a roommate that was unpleasant at the time, and how when I was able to release it, that it took care of itself. And after our conversation that we had on Saturday with my roommate, 2 days later, Monday, she moved out that quickly. And the conversation that we had left behind was more like it was going to take a month and I was going to have to evict her and so on and so forth. And when I finally let it go, it just took care of itself. Because I said basically to the universe, I'm not going to try to figure this out. I'm not going to try to handle it. I'll let you handle it. And it happened much faster than I could have ever made it take place. And so I realized that that's, when I did that, I released so much from my life at that moment that I could have held on to and bogged myself down with. And then when I showed the willingness and the trust to say, you take care of this, I know you will, more things open up to you when you do things like this. And that's exactly what I'm experiencing now. I can't remember when I made first contact with this person, but I ran across their website on the internet, and it is a radio network that airs on the internet, much like we do now, but they also air on an AM station in Boston, Massachusetts. Plus,
and hold that thought, Brian, just a second. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have a caller. I'm not going to take, I'm going to let the caller come on to the program live, but you will continue your story, okay?
Okay.
Hi, welcome. I see you're 480-593-8835. I'm Maren. Your name is?
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Brian was just talking about his last week. Do you mind if we wait till we finish with his story and then we'll come talk to you?
Perfect.
All right. We'd love you to stay on the air and listen and participate with us. Brian, go ahead.
And so I realized that when you open up to the universe, it'll fill itself in your life in other ways. When it takes something out, it fills it back up. And so for me, I came into contact with this lady who has her shows airing on an AM station in Boston, plus they have a sister station that pretty much covers the Boston, Maryland area. And I was thinking about becoming a host on their show, but it's actually going to cost me money while here on Blog Talk Radio, it's completely free. It was going to cost me money per show to join that network. And one thing I was doing after that came to my attention was looking to get sponsors and advertisers for my radio show so that I can bring some money along with me to help pay the cost. And that didn't turn out to be something that I feel like I want to do at this moment. And after I kind of let the whole thing go, this woman called me back again and invited me to be a guest on the show. She had a couple dates available. One of them is this Thursday, the 22nd, or she didn't have another available spot until March. And the 22nd happens to be my birthday, so I kind of thought that would be a wonderful birthday gift. Plus, I am of the mind nowadays to why wait? Get going as soon as possible. And so, since that was the first date available, I went ahead and took that. So now I have this wonderful opportunity to be interviewed on a radio station that's heard in people's cars as they're driving along, plus on the internet as well, and it's a fantastic experience for me to get out there and see what kind of response I get from people with my message.
Absolutely. And, you know, Brian, it really shows the power that one person can not only make a difference, but that believing you can make a difference begins making a difference in your own life. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of a multiplier effect. Now, Sherry, how are you? I'm sorry, go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to make one last point, is that we were just talking about something similar to that with the fact that the placebo effect. You know, the placebo effect is a study that they did to where doctors would give people a sugar pill and tell them that this is the cure for your ailment, and the people would be taking this and then get cured, even though it wasn't really anything else but sugar. And then the doctor would come and tell them, well, it was just a sugar pill, and then the symptoms would come right back again immediately. And then the doctor would do it again with another sugar pill and tell them it's a cure. And again, they would become instantly healed. And we really see from this study, that was an actual scientific study, that what you believe is true for you. So if you believe eating sugar will cure you, this is true. If you believe eating fruits and vegetables will cure you, this is true. If you believe that you are good enough to do whatever you want to do in life, this is true. So it's always up to you.
I agree. I agree. Believing, I mean, and that really is the story of the lady who touched the cloak of Jesus and was healed. She she believed that God could heal her, and she was healed. And it is so much what is in our minds, and we so clutter our minds. And you know, it's interesting. I'm here in Santa Fe, and I brought with me just these little quotes, and I kind of carry some with me. But this one, I'm always amazed when they fit so well, because so much of the time we allow our minds to be cluttered with things associated with other people's pains and discomforts and their actions. And this one is very interesting to me. It's from the Ethics of the Father. It's a Jewish quote. It is not in our power to explain either the prosperity of the wicked or the sufferings of the righteous. What is in our power, my friends, is to live our lives in love and show love and believe we can make a difference. Now, Sherry, hello and welcome. How are you today?
Hi. Oh, I'm good. And you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I'm doing all right. I sense that you're a little bit nervous talking on the air, and I don't know why, because I think you've talked on the air before. But this time you feel nervous. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, this is the first time I've heard your show when I was searching on the Internet, and it seemed interesting. So I wanted to find out somewhat about your show and how it works and see if there's any help for me. Or any information for me.
Hi, Brian. Brian, could you hear her?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, she said hello. It's just going to take me a second here. Sherry, first of all, I sense a tightness in your throat and in your chest, particularly in your right breast, kind of going down and underneath, a real heaviness that's been there for a while.
True.
I don't normally, thank you. Thank you for that affirmation, Namaste, thank you. I sense a real nervousness in you, too, that makes you... I think you're almost, well, you know, I'm not perfect, so I may use a wrong word, too, but Sherry, I sense a hesitancy to go out, and I can't say if it's a hesitancy today or a hesitancy that's deeper than today, because time is one thing for heightened six sensors that is not accurate, okay? And that... And that actually causes you a little bit of stomach discomfort. It's hard for me to describe that, but I guess what I would say to you is this. Let me clear my mind. First, I feel your body, Sherry. I just do. That's the nature of my six senses, is I feel how you feel inside. And... what I sense here is that right now I see inside of you I don't know if you've lost your job or you're afraid you're going to lose your job or someone close to you has lost your job, but I sense a sense of economic worry, whatever that means. You could have lost millions in the stock market. I don't know. But a sense of concern about the future and a desire to... and you're not breathing. Together, let's you and I breathe here, because your not breathing is blocking me a little bit. So let's take a deep breath in and act as though you're going to breathe in through your feet. And what I want you to do is imagine that the breath that you are pulling in is a freeing breath. So you're just going to allow just for this minute, because you've got yourself so tangled up in scared feelings, fearful feelings, that we just need to free your airway for a minute. And I'm going to tell you, first up, that's what my guys are suggesting, and I suggest that all the time to people. But for you, it's big time, because you're almost afraid to move one foot further. So when I said you're afraid to go out of your house, I think that you feel like you're caught in a moment. You feel like you're trapped right now. And you've got obligations, and the obligations are weighing heavy on you. And now, this is going to sound silly probably, but there was a time, and this is the remembrance of this time came to me from my guys, but this is my story. There was a time when I think I felt inside like you feel right now. Please keep breathing, pulling the air in. Don't let it stop at your knees. Literally pull it all the way up. Pull it up. Imagine it coming together and crossing your buttocks and going straight up your spine. And keep breathing. And your breaths are shallow, but that's okay. It doesn't matter if it takes a lot of breaths. I want you to get all the way to visualize you're going all the way to the top of your head, Sherry. Because, Sherry, that's where God is waiting for you, at the top of your head. You are not alone in this. That's the most important message I can give you, is you are not alone. And the message a friend gave to me when I felt like you do right now is when you come to, and I, by the way, had lost a job. I had lost my economic security, and they gave me like 6 months' notice, but that felt like nothing. And actually, it was 6 worst months of my life on some level, because I was so consumed with this dreaded fear, afraid to put one foot in front of the next. And the answers are there. And the passage a friend gave me is, when you come to the edge of all of the light that you know, and you are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith in God teaches you one of two things will happen. You will stand on solid ground, or you will fly. Sherry, I'm here right now to tell you there's a bird inside of you, that there's something you wanted to do. It's artistic. That's all I know. That there's something artistic inside of you that you've been allowing, you've been subliminating to the economics of your life. And if you will just keep breathing and work on it so that when you pull your breaths in, you pull up 30 seconds, keep working on it. It will take a while. It may take 3 or 4 weeks. But as you do that, you're going to begin feeling God there opening the paths for you, for you to pursue this artistic matter that makes you more happy, that makes you sing. And as I'm saying that, I'm not even sure if it's that you've lost your job, or is it that your job has dampened and tapped down your belief in your artistic skill, that it can make money for you. And I'm here to tell you God is telling. Yeah, I don't know about your job. No, not your job you have right now. I'm sensing there's something artistic that you would like to do to survive on, and you're afraid to try it, and that it would lighten your heart, and that job you have right now is either, it's not, because I was seeing it as what it, I see it as depriving you of doing this artistic thing. And if you would believe the artistic job would take you to the stars, it will support you. You need to believe in yourself and believe that you are special. And I really sense that the job you have right now is the cause of the chest discomfort. And whether it's because you're afraid it isn't permanent or you're afraid it is permanent, I can't say. It's something to do with the permanency component, but also that it's quelling the artist in you. And I don't know. I'm not going to say you're a singer. You know, I'm not going to say that you're a singer. Because at one point I saw canvas, and that's how I knew it was artistic. I don't know what that part of it is, but I do believe that you have got this fear that is keeping you from believing in the wonder of you. In this beautiful, beautiful gift that you have been brought, you have brought to this planet that will uplift people. And I can feel as you're breathing in and taking a deeper and deeper breath, releasing, but you have got such a clog of fear in your chest. And like I said, it goes down through your right breast and through your throat. That's what makes me think, because it's so heavy in your throat is what's making me think that you may be a singer, but I don't know that. That's my human mind trying to understand what I sense God is telling me. But I can tell you this. This is what I know God is telling me for you, Sherry. Take that chance. Keep breathing and know that you are not alone. God is there right beside you right now. In fact, reach out your right hand and put it in God's hand. Put it in God's hand. You are not alone. You have a beautiful...
Are you didn't think about my husband?
Oh, Sherry, here's my problem with your husband. I made a vow a long time ago that I would not feel another person who wasn't asking me to feel them, even though I do, and I feel it really... Let me just say this. I feel like your husband may have some health issues, but I can't talk about your husband unless your husband asks me to talk about him, because I have to have a code of ethics. And the code of ethics is if I walk around and invade the private space of someone else, I think it's kind of a heightened sixth sense code. You don't invade the space of someone who hasn't invited you in. And when you do go in there unwittingly, like I did just go in your husband, I can't talk about it. It's not right. It's not right. But if your husband wants to call, I'm sorry?
My husband's deceased.
Oh, okay. So you want a message.
So I would love it if he would call you.
What's your husband's name?
Steve.
Steve. Okay. Okay. I guess God wants me to be a channel for Steve right now. The thing, Sherry, you need to understand is there's no precision in this process. We feel, what we do is everything is feeling. Even the world we live in right now is feeling. And so words are imperfect. They don't accurately tell. Right now for me, my right temporal lobe is alive, and I can tell you that I hear the word pumpkin and baby. I don't know in what those mean, but I can say this. First of all, your husband has passed. That's a good thing for you to know, Sherry. He's passed. He is on the other side, the side of beauty and wonder and love, and everything is good. And he misses the human part about being with you, touching you. And I'm sensing that before he passed, you had a sensation of him touching your face or your arm or something. And when you were crying, think of that time and know that he was there with you. And this wasn't, and he's always going to be in your heart. And on some level, you need to remember, Sherry, the Hindu concept of existence, that we are all connected together always. We never really lose someone. They pass to the other side, but because we are all always connected, and because we are always connected to God, and now I feel why it is that God wanted me to encourage you to breathe and open the top of your head and feel the connection, because in doing that, you will feel, as you breathe in, you will let go of your sense of hopelessness and despair. You will engage in that artistic part of you, and you will know that Steve is always there. Always there. You were never separated. And that moment when you felt him, when you were so bereft, it was him. And that happened for you because he did pass. But that happened for you so that you would know you are never, not for one second, separate from him. Not for one second. But it feels so lonely. And that's why we need to have you tap into your faith in God, your belief in the value of you, your acceptance that as terrible as this was, as binding and constricting as it is, that if you can let yourself breathe through the heartache, keep your right hand in God's hand, this too will pass. So I guess if I was an Aesop's fable, the moral of this story for you, this reading for you, Sherry, oh, and I'm crying here, is breathe, practice breathing. And as you breathe, remember the beautiful, beautiful things about Steve in your life, and know that the two of you are never separate. And Sherry, remember at the top of each breath, God is waiting there for you to remember him and know that you do not have to do this alone. You are all one with God, and you are all one with Steve still. I understand your yearning to have him hold you in his arms. And that cannot happen. Sherry, I'd love to have you stay on the air. We have another caller, and I'm going to take that one, and I'm also going to take some breaths. I hope that I've helped you have peace. And if you would ever like to talk, you're welcome. Look, my other caller just went away. So, and if you ever would like to talk again, please feel comfortable to send me an email here at Blog Talk Radio. They let us know when we get messages. Also, my email address is mkwlawfirm@aol.com. So it's just MKW for Margaret Kemp Williams, lawfirm@aol.com. And we can connect, and I can help you learn to breathe your way to peace with Steve's passing. Oh, you should be so happy he passed. He's sitting right beside God. He's in God's arms right now.
Well,
and
I am
not
that. I just need some answers.
You know, what? I don't know what kind of answers you need.
Like,
I don't even
happened?
Know. What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, love. Oh, love. Let me tell you a Jewish story. And if the caller who called in before would like to call back, we'd be happy to talk with you from the Los Angeles area. What happened, the Jewish story. There was a couple that wanted a baby more than anything in the world. More than anything. And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed for a baby. And one day the archangel came and said, "You are pregnant and you are going to have a baby." And sure enough, 9 months later, the most beautiful baby you have ever seen in the world came. Beautiful, beautiful baby. And the baby was bright, and he was happy, and he was joyous. And he brought such excitement to the Jewish couple's lives. And when the baby turned 1 year old, he got very sick, and he died. And they were so mad at God that they turned their back on God. And Sherry, it's okay to be mad at God. God can handle that. And they were mad, really, really mad. And the next thing that happened was that the archangel came back. And they turned their backs. They didn't want to know the whys, because they only felt the pain. And they just wanted to be angry. And he said to them, "I feel your suffering. So let me tell you who your son was. Your son was a wise, wise soul, beautiful beyond belief, gentle and caring. He had experienced everything in every life except one thing, suckling at the breast of a Jewish mother. And it is because of your presence in his life that he was complete and he could pass and go home. Sherry, your presence in Steve's life made him complete. He had experienced everything in life that he needed to experience, and he was able to go home knowing and blessed by you being a part of his life. You were the beauty that added depth and dimension to him. He says to me now that when you touched his back, he felt a sense of security and peace that he never knew was possible as a child. That you were truly a beautiful soul. And it is time to love you and know that you are wonderful. Feel your pain. Go out and shout at God, because God is up to it. But know that because of your presence in Steve's life, Steve was a whole enough being to go to the other side. And know that you are a beautiful being, Sherry. Breathe in and breathe in the wonder of who you are. Breathe in and know that there is nothing you did to cause Steve to leave. You made it possible for Steve to live a full life loved by a wonderful woman, something that he wanted to experience in this life and did. You're beautiful. And now all will be well. Every day will get better. But I assure you, every day will get better faster if you unite with the belief that God is with you. You are not alone. And Steve is with you. You are not alone. You are always connected. And when you reach those dark spots, because see, I feel a light, a lifting a little bit of the pressure in your chest. You're breathing. You are enough. There is nothing you could have done to change Steve's destiny. But because Steve was in your life, your destiny is brighter and better. And because you were in Steve's life, his destiny was brighter and better. It is seldom when I feel a soul that has passed to the other side, but his love for you is so intense that he literally influenced my guides, to let me feel him. And I can tell you, I know when I was feeling a beautiful soul, that was Steve. And that is due to you. I say blessings to you, my friend. Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace be with you, my friend. You may stay on the air if you want. You're welcome. You may stay on the air if you want, because I'm going to ask Brian to lead us in a centering exercise while I kind of regroup myself. And so we will play. First, let me say thank you, love, for telling me that today I should do a reading. And if the person in Los Angeles wants to come back after we do the centering exercise, I will do another reading. And I am your servant. As Brian said, I am here to serve. And I'm appreciative that God told me what to write down. So we're going to move in. Brian, I think I'm going to play Meditation Station for the music, and if somebody does call in, what I will do is please stay on the air, or please stay there in the queue, and I will pick you up when Brian finishes the centering. Thank you, Brian, for doing that. Meditation Station, Pool of the Soul.
Thank you very much, Mara. That was fantastic. There was so much love in that. In those words and in that experience that we all just experienced. And I think the wonderful message that definitely came through to me in all that is that every situation in our lives, every person, every event, every circumstance is perfect for our growth in that moment. And I can tell you all, just before I got on this show, a few minutes before the show began, I read an email of something I said in the past about a month ago. That at the time I said it, I was regretting it at the time I said it. And now it's come back to me. And I realized, as I got the response of the letter back from this person, I realized two things. One, that I didn't try to defend myself. I took complete responsibility for what I said, because I said it. It cannot be denied. And also, that I'm actually glad I said it, because it showed me something that was inside of myself. And once that became real to me, once I saw it outside of my own head, once it became reality to everyone else, I then released it. I no longer act that way anymore. And I no longer say such things and do such things. But the truth is, I'm getting the reciprocation, if you will, from that past event. But it's not affecting me in a way to where I have to explain myself, ask for forgiveness, or anything along those lines, because I realize that at that moment it was true. But the moment I also said it, it became untrue because I let it go. And so the more we can look at these events that might not be so joyous at the time, but realize that they were necessary for our growth, and we have now moved beyond them after they take place. If we allow ourselves to move beyond them and not regret them and feel guilty because of them, but rather accept them and move on, we can move on once we do that. And with that in mind...
You never know who you are. Yeah, you never know who you are until you encounter who you are not.
Mm-hmm. And also with that is the fact, in that moment that I said it, that was who I thought I was. But the fact that I said it, that allowed me to see that that's not who I truly am, and therefore yeah. allow myself to release who I thought I was, and from there realize the truth of who I am.
Yes.
And so I do not regret that moment one bit, because it was a blessing to me. And although the other person might not see it as a wonderful situation, I will, and I will grow from it. And so as we keep this in mind, and as we relax and get comfortable in whichever position we feel most comfortable and relaxed, I want you to close your eyes. Breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. In through the nose and out through the nose. And as you begin to relax more and more with each breath, and if you find it difficult to breathe into the nose and out of the nose, then please feel free to breathe into the nose and out of the mouth. It's most important at this time to be relaxed and comfortable in whichever form works best for you. And as you breathe into the nose and out of the nose, feeling more and more relaxed with each breath, letting the tension go, I want you to now scan your body for any tension that you might feel anywhere in the body. And as you feel that tension, I want you to breathe into that area, sending your breath there, and feeling yourself relax as you breathe out. And now we're going to scan our bodies from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. I want you to take your attention to your forehead. And I want you to tense up your forehead, crunching it. And then release it as you breathe out. And as you breathe in, I want you to tense your nose and your cheeks. And as you breathe out, relax. As you breathe in, I want you to tense your throat. And as you breathe out, relax. And as you breathe in, I want you to tense up your shoulders and your forearms and your hands. And as you breathe out, let go. And as you breathe in, I want you to tense up your stomach and your chest, your abdomen. And as you breathe out, let it go. As you breathe in, I want you to tense your buttocks and your hips and your pelvis area. And as you breathe out, let it go. And now as you breathe in, I want you to tense up your thighs and your knees. And as you let it go, relax. And with your next breath, I want you to tense up your calves and your feet, curling your toes. And as you let it go, relax. And now I want you to take another deep breath in, feeling your body all over. And as you breathe out, relax once again. And as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, I want you to scan your body, and if there's any places left that you might be feeling, that you might notice, that remain tense, so once again, give your concentration to that area, breathe in, and as you breathe out, let it go. Take the next few breaths to scan your body, and allow yourself to become relaxed completely. And now as you become more and more relaxed with each breath, feeling yourself whole and complete within yourself, I want you to start remembering back in your life events. They can be happy events, they can be sad events. As you remember these events, I want you to look at them in a new light and see that event was perfect for you in that exact situation. And as you might see them excuse me, in this new light, you might begin to see that any tension that you held in this memory is released as you see that in some way that was actually perfect for you. And as you continue to scan throughout your life, throughout your past, events might pop into your mind now that show a storyline, if you will, show you that one event led into another event and led into another event. And although at the time these events were individualized within their own situation, they played a role in a grander scheme of your life. And indeed, your life, through all your events, through all your actions and words, has been painting a beautiful tapestry of your life on a wonderful, huge canvas. And as we step back and observe these events once more in this new frame of mind, knowing that it was actually perfect for us in that moment, and we could not be where we are at now without them, and where we are at now is perfect for us to move on to the next step in our lives. And in truth, life is one beautiful event after another that takes you further into completing yourself the way that you choose to be complete. As we take this memory, this knowing in us throughout our memories, we can see that we never made an error, but only a choice that clarified ourselves even more. And that's a beautiful gift. As you continue to breathe through the nose and out through the mouth, be feeling more and more relaxed with this new knowledge, with this new perception, with this new frame of mind. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as the thoughts, memories come to you, might be moving in a storyline manner from the beginning to where you are now. And when you come to where you are now, I want you to look at yourself right now as you are and see the beauty, the beautiful white light of your truth, of who you are. And each of those episodes along the way was helping you scrape off some of the coal, some of the dirt that was blocking your light. Each of those events that might have rubbed you wrong was truly rubbing you right, because it was helping you to see the light, see the truth of who you are. And every event that we come across that we might seem to think is harsh in that moment is actually a gift in disguise, a beautiful gift in that moment to help to clean you off, to make you whole once again, to allow you to see the wholeness of what you are. Now as we look at ourselves and see the light, you might feel joyous from that. You might begin to realize that you are indeed a part of God, and God is whole, beautiful in itself, and you whole and beautiful within yourself. And as we start to scrape away those false ideas of who we think we are, and get closer and closer to the truth of who we are, the beautiful light, it gives us hope, and it helps us to move on, to move further in our journey of our choosing, to come to full remembrance of our truth. And so as you continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, with this new awareness of the truth of your being, you might be able to carry with you now the knowledge that every situation, every person we come across in our lives, is a beautiful gift from God to help us to remember who we are. And if we only so choose to believe that and remember that in each moment, it'll be just like a placebo effect on our experience. And we will experience healing in every moment. And we will experience the gift immediately as it comes our way, if only we would remember. So I ask you now to carry this remembrance with you always, through every day, through every moment of your life. And cherish it, and thank it, and bless it, because it is blessing you.
Let's each reach out our right hand. And Shirley, I'm reaching out my hand. I took a second to see where you are, and I'm not far away from you. I'm in Santa Fe, and you're in Arizona, and I'm reaching out my hand to you. Take it. And feel it, and I'm sending you loving energy at this moment. Take it with your left hand. Let's reach out our left hand, and let's link and form a circle, remembering that we are never separate from one another. It's the knowledge that we are united as one that softens our hearts and our minds, that helps us not want to hurt others. And now let's imagine the energy of that feeling, that connection, circling the planet in love, in caring, in joy of remembrance. And let's all feel love coursing through our veins. I love to call God love, because it makes everything makes sense. In life, all we have control over is ourselves. And none of us are perfect. But when we fall down, we need to pull ourselves back up. We need to step out. We need to move forward. And we need to believe we are not alone. And we are not, my friends. We are connected together. Shirley, today, step outside. Go for a walk. Don't judge how long the walk is. Even if it's two houses down, it's two houses further. And tomorrow, go two houses further. Step out and feel God's presence around you. And remember the joys of life. I have a friend who lost someone she loved, and I think what I love best when we talk about him is when we're places where they've been together, and she tells me, we walked here. We ate here. We laughed here. He had such a good sense of humor. Treasure the gifts that Steve brought to your life. And my friends, all of you out there that were holding hands together, let us for a moment take deep breaths in. As we're finishing our show, we're going to listen to Hello Light by Untitled Myself. Hello Light. And now we're going to breathe in light together. This, my friend, this music, a cicada, the rock, the beat of life. This is the promise of God to us. Happiness is always there if we allow God to help us find the way. Breathing in. I am free because I am with God always. Breathing out. I am enough. Breathing in. I am loved. Breathing out. I am never alone. Breathing in. Feel God's breath filling up your heart, your lungs, as you pull in fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifest. You finally inspire breath. Feel the joy of God around you. And say, hello, life. Hello, I miss the feel of you in my life. Help me clear the dark spot so that I can see the sun. Understand if I get mad at you. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It means I'm mad at you because I want things differently. Help me to understand the method of your way. Thank you for being with me always. Remember, my friend, all you have to do is lift out your right hand or your left hand, and God is there to hold on with you through the moment. You are not alone. We have just a few minutes left. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us today, for speaking with us, and I send you good wishes and love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace be with you, my friend. Brian, thank you again for coming and helping me with this program. I so value your contributions.
Thank you for having me as a co-host. This is a fantastic show, and I loved your readings today. That was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you all your listeners for being here. It wouldn't be the same without you.
That's right, it wouldn't be. Thank you all for joining us. And until next week, we send you happiness, joy, and we ask you to remember that you are uniquely created, divinely inspired. You are special. And I have a message from God to you. I love you.
I love you all. Sending you endless waves of love. Peace be with you.